It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. In the final few minutes of our program, we want to explore a little-known aspect of Iowa history. It's called the Colored Conventions Project. It involves some ongoing research taking place at the University of Iowa, as well as Grinnell, Iowa State, and communities across Iowa. This spring, two members of the University of Iowa community were named co-directors of the first pilot satellite partner of the acclaimed National Colored Conventions Project. Here to join us and tell us a little bit of what it's about is Dwayne Coleman. He's a PhD student at the University of Iowa in the history department, also one of the students working on this project. Dwayne, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So take us back in history. Talk about what this was, the Colored Conventions.
Yeah, so the Colored Conventions was a national movement that sprung up in the Midwest in particular. It started as a result of there were some race riots that took place in Cincinnati in 1830. And so some of the black residents of the city of Cincinnati, as well as throughout the region, decided to get together to discuss the concerns that black people living in the North had, particularly as it pertained to black laws and black exclusionary laws that tried to keep black people from migrating and staying in northern states. And so they held these began to hold these conventions to build up their political activism to change these laws.
And these conventions also happened in Iowa in the mid 1800s.
Right. And so Iowa held a number of conventions in the early 1850s, 1860s, 1870s, all the way up until the 1890s that we know of. In fact, when we started this project, we only knew of three colored conventions, but since then, we've discovered 13 or 10 additional
It sounds like they weren't very well documented.
No, most of the information that we have come from newspaper articles, and so oftentimes when a convention was held, the proceedings were printed in the newspapers, local newspapers.
Were there, I mean, in the later 1800s, were there pictures? Are there any pictures of these conventions?
We don't have any pictures of any of the conventions that were held in Iowa. There are a few pictures, drawings of conventions, national conventions that were held. So there were national conventions and also state conventions that were held. And there were individuals from Iowa who participated in these state conventions, like Alexander Clark, who was a prominent figure in the creation of state the Iowa conventions here.
So this is an Iowan?
Yes.
Is this a black Iowan?
Yes. So he's a very prominent black political activist in Iowa. He worked tirelessly to organize conventions, but also to fight for black civil rights in Iowa.
So that must have been tough. So this is when we still had slave states and free states, right?
Right. And even here in Iowa, as I mentioned, the color conventions kind of come out of this need to try to repeal black laws that, or black exclusionary laws that try to keep black people from migrating to the states. Iowa had some of these laws as well, so there was a black exclusionary law. And so Alexander Clark gets started in this political activism, along with many other black activists, to try to repeal these black laws.
So laws were being made and saying, okay, this is the law, but we're going to exclude all of the black population.
Right. Yeah.
So it doesn't apply to you folks.
Right. And so, and even to try to keep the migration of black people from the state
I
as
see.
Well. And so, the Colored Conventions is really a movement to try to give a voice to the black community who don't have a voice through voting rights.
Mm-hmm. As you start this research, what are the key questions of you and others involved here about these colored conventions?
Well, one thing we definitely want to learn is the participation of women, black women in particular, in these colored conventions. It's not as well documented, their participation. And obviously men were very prominent in these conventions, but we want to kind of explore the role that women played in these conventions. But as well, I mean, many people don't even know about these conventions. This was one of the most important political activism activism that black people were participating in the 1800s. And it's been almost completely forgotten to history, nationally as well as here in Iowa as well. And so we want to expand on that. We want to educate people about it. And we definitely want to give the resources of this digital project that we're working on to K through 12 teachers so that they can then implement it in the classroom.
Okay, so the Iowa part of this puzzle fits into a national part of this Colored Conventions project. So the end product will be digital what?
Yeah, so we hope to create a digital website that will partner with the Color Conventions project, which is the national project. And you can, if you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to colorconventions.org to see some of the exhibits there. So the digital project that we're working on will have these digital exhibits that will discuss individuals who were prominent individuals in the Color Conventions here in Iowa, as well as provide context about these conventions, digital maps of the communities in which individuals came from and in which the conventions were held in as well.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this this is the last few days, the first I've heard of it? I imagine a lot of listeners have the same sort of feeling or ignorance. Let's just call it ignorance. Why has it been ignored in history or not emphasized in Black American history?
I definitely think that the struggle that Black people in Iowa have had is having such a small population. Black people have always been in Iowa, since the creation of the territory to the creation of the state. Black people have always been here, but they've always been a low population. That being said, so it's been difficult to try to, in many ways, to overcome the prejudices as well that have suppressed that history of Black history in Iowa.
Okay. And for you personally, what excites you most about this project?
I think it's just exciting to learn about a history that has been forgotten and to try to uncover it and share it with people. I mean, that's what I love the most is being able to share this kind of this fascinating story of these fascinating individuals who did amazing things. I mean, because of the participation of these individuals in colored conventions, many of the laws that were that were changed and the rights that African Americans obtained was a result of these colored conventions.
Duane Coleman, fascinating. Maybe we can talk again when you've found with your research, you found out some interesting research. We'll perhaps have another conversation with you and your colleagues involved in this history project, the Colored Conventions Project. Duane Coleman is a PhD student in the UI History Department, one of the students working on this project. Thanks for coming in, Duane.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow on the program, it's a Politics Wednesday edition of our program. Political scientists Jim McCormick and Dave Anderson of Iowa State University will be with us. River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury and Caitlin Harrop, also help from Camus Leeson. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.